Manny Santos is a Republican congressional candidate in Connecticut's 5th District running against Democrat Johanna Hayes for the seat being vacated by Elizabeth Esty. Okay, so Manny Santos, would you be kind enough to tell us about your background and what qualifies you to serve in Congress?
Hi, Alan. Good to be here. Well, I understand a lot of the issues that people are going through in my district. A few years ago, I was the mayor of Meriden, the city of Meriden. So I have a keen understanding of how public policy impacts our communities. Some time before that, I served active duty in the United States Marine Corps. And so I have an appreciation for the challenges that veterans face. And obviously, I also have a good grasp of the military. I have a mechanical engineering degree. Have worked in manufacturing for over 15 years, and the challenges that manufacturing does have right here in this state are quite significant. And I'm also an immigrant. I came here at a very young age, age 5, with my parents and siblings. We settled in Hartford. Attended all the public schools there until I finally decided to join the military. So all of these make me what I would term a very qualified member of Congress.
So Manny, if I could call you that,
sure.
To tell me about where you immigrated from.
Immigrated from Portugal.
Really?
And yes. So at that time, Portugal was quite turbulent and it was under a authoritarian regime, actually several regimes after a 30 or 40 year reign of Salazar, a dictator. The country was still under a dictatorship. So my parents decided to immigrate to the United States for a better opportunity. First, my dad came over several months before to find work and a place for us to stay. And then the rest of us came, and we integrated into the community of Hartford. As I said, grew up there until I met my wife, and we moved to Meriden some time ago.
So, obviously, you know I'll ask you this question. There's a lot of talk about immigration now, and that the Republicans in Washington, particularly President Trump, has not been comfortable with our immigration patterns here. What do you make of that?
Well, the reality, the facts are that we've just simply, through several administrations and Congresses, have ignored our immigration issue, our illegal immigration issue. And now the administration, the Trump administration, is trying to resolve it, trying to enforce the law. And we are experiencing its shortcomings, the shortcomings of our system, because it's been ignored. The problem has been ignored so much for so long that it's very difficult to get a handle on it now that we're enforcing the laws. So it's strained. Our immigration system is strained. In the last several months, more resources have been allocated, more judges have been assigned. So the court system is hearing more requests for asylums, and we have a process in place for that to occur. But having millions of people in this country illegally and working is problematic for those that did it legally. And we need to solve this problem. And I think that with this administration and with a Congress that's willing to solve the problem and not just use it as a division, a tool to divide one segment of the population over another, if we have a Congress that can actually sit down with the administration, discuss the issues, and come to a consensus, this immigration problem will be solved for the betterment of everyone, including those that are looking for work, and those that are afraid to come out of the shadows. But ultimately, we have to be a nation that respects our laws, and with that comes some responsibility and some consequences.
I want to switch subjects and ask you, because it's on everybody's lips today, whether or not you were for the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court.
I was in favor of his nomination, and I'm glad to see that it's finally been, that he's finally been appointed to the bench. I think his credentials are impeccable. In fact, that much was said by the very people who were fighting this in the last several months. When he was appointed at a lower court levels. And everything that has occurred in the last almost 2 months has been quite frankly, a bit shameful that the Democrats used this to destroy a very credible jurist who has an impeccable record, but this process of political character assassination is the wrong way to do it. It certainly should not be done in a Supreme Court confirmation hearing. And the way this all came about is just disastrous. The last minute this thing comes out, and it just one delay tactic and one resistance after another from the Democrats, and it's destructive to our republic.
Okay, so I want to go from there to an ancillary question. We have about a couple of minutes to do this in, but Susan Collins, Senator Collins, has said that he gave her assurances that Roe v. Wade was established law. And so the question is, should a woman, in your opinion, be allowed to have an abortion?
If a woman chooses to have an abortion, that's completely her decision. I am against abortions. I believe it's barbaric, especially in the third trimester. I believe a child at someone or a baby at conception becomes it's living. It's alive, and to abort it is not what I would prefer to have done. It is the law, and I don't see that changing. So I don't think there's going to be much of a change in that. But if you ask me if I believe in abortion, no, I don't. Except in rare occasions, rape, incest, and if the life of the mother is at risk.
Do you think, because I do, that when he takes up his duties, when Kavanaugh takes up his duties, that he's going to be for shaving off some of the Roe v. Wade largesse, if that's for want of a better word, to allow women to do that?
I don't know. If a case comes before him and before the Supreme Court, I would hope that they would look at the Constitution, look at all our laws, and then interpret them correctly and reach a decision that is in alignment with our laws and with our Constitution. So that's up to them. I would trust that the United States Supreme Court simply interprets the law and the Constitution.
Okay,
and they don't make laws from the bench.
Manny Santos, a Republican congressional candidate in Connecticut's 5th District, running against Democrat Johanna Hayes for the seat being vacated by Representative Elizabeth Estey.